It's EV News briefly for Saturday, May 17th. Everything EV in less than 5 minutes. If you haven't got time for the full podcast, Patreon supporters get the shows ad-free. You can be like them by clicking on a link in the show notes. The GMC Hummer is updated for 2026 with new carbon fibre edition versions coming out that are actually quicker, not to 60 miles an hour, just less than 100 kph, than a Tesla Model 3 Performance. Isn't that crazy? It weighs over twice to what a Model 3 does. Anyway, they've stripped some weight somehow out of the Hummer. It's got a big 200 kilowatt hour pack, and it's got a new crab mode where the rear wheels are a bit more responsive as well, called King Crab mode. And actually, that update will come to all Hummer owners with a free over-the-air update as well. DS, the swanky pants bit of Citroën, has launched the updated number 4, a premium compact hatchback with a new Facia. BYD has announced they're going to base themselves in Europe. Their European headquarters will be in Hungary. In an announcement alongside the Prime Minister Viktor Orban in Budapest, the centre will create 2,000 jobs and service sales and after sales, testing and development of local versions of BYD vehicles due to head to the European market. VinFast is launching a new van in Vietnam. It's a little diddy one. It's about 12 feet long, or about 3.8 metres, and it's got a tight turning circle. It's got 2,500 litres of cargo space. It's called the EC Van, E-City Van, available in Vietnam by VinFast. Ram has once again postponed their EV trucks. They swapped them around. The Ram 1500 Rev, that's a full EV, by the way, is going to be second. That's looking like it's going to be a 2028 model year now. Wow, that was announced in 2023. But the Ram Charger, which is the one with the, you know, big 100 kilowatt hour battery, button engine to top it up if you need a range extender, that is now being pushed back to the first half of next year. But wow, they're talking extra validation testing and stuff like that. I mean, better be safe than sorry, I guess, but that's another delay. Europe Car is boosting their vehicle rentals. They had 1.24 million electric rental days last year, if that makes sense. It does, yeah, does it? And so that's going to get bigger in 2025, they say. They're also dropping off electric vehicles in EVs and using e-bikes for delivering and collecting their rental cars, as Europe Car has their zero emission goals well and truly in sight. Gloucester Services in the UK has been named the best EV charging hub in Europe. Not in the world, because that went to the Shell Recharge Station, the airport at Shenzhen, where there's 258 chargers. But the one at Gloucester Services, still a big charging spot. And also, that service is really nice, and it's almost worth going out of your way to stop there and charge. Stagecoach is unveiling its first fully electric depot. The UK bus operator Stagecoach launched their first fully electric fleet and a depot that's all electric in Stockton-on-Tees. Very important. They have 8,500 vehicles in their fleet, and 10% are electric at Stagecoach. The UK EV market hitting milestones. In 2023, there were 102 models on sale that were pure BEV. Last year, 130 models that were pure BEV. How about that? Maybe the UK ZEV mandate is actually working. The car makers hate it because they've got to hit targets, but we're getting some great EVs here now. Maxus, the SAIC brand, is testing bi-directional DC charging with their technical partners on select Maxus models. There is some electric truck charging going into the ports in the UK, like Tilbury and the port in Doncaster. 17 high-powered electric truck chargers up to 1 megawatt going in. That's a good thing, because when trucks, like 42-ton trucks, the wheels aren't turning, then they should be charging, if you ask me. If they're being loaded and unloaded, plug them in at the same time. And UL Solutions, the safety science company from Illinois, opening a European base in Germany. And congratulations to the team who work on the Ford F-150 Lightning, reclaiming the all-electric truck crown from the Cybertruck in Q1 in the US. It's number one. That's briefly